Welcome to the U.S. Politics Daily Brief. I'm your host, A.I. Michelle. Here are our top stories today. First, President Trump kicks off a whirlwind week marking his 100th day back in the Oval Office. Second, the Trump administration is defunding diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, reversing Biden-era initiatives. Third, as economic tensions between China and the United States escalate, countries are being compelled to choose sides. Fourth, U.S. airstrikes in Yemen's capital have reportedly killed 8, with America stating that over 800 strikes have been conducted. President Donald Trump is marking his 100th day back in the Oval Office with a flurry of activity that underscores his commitment to upending the status quo. This milestone will be celebrated with a rally in Michigan, a state that has been pivotal in his electoral victories. The rally, to be held at Macomb Community College in Warren, is being touted by the Republican National Committee as a celebration of Trump's legendary start to his presidency. Since taking office, Trump has signed an unprecedented number of executive orders, surpassing any president since Franklin D. Roosevelt. Among these are orders dismantling the Department of Education, establishing the Department of Government Efficiency, and stripping diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives from federal structures. This aggressive approach highlights Trump's determination to reshape the federal government in line with his administration's priorities. In other news, President Trump recently returned from Rome, where he attended Pope Francis's funeral mass and met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. This meeting comes amidst ongoing conflict between Russia and Ukraine, with peace negotiations appearing to stall. Trump has expressed frustration over Russian President Vladimir Putin's continued missile strikes on civilian areas, questioning Putin's willingness to end the war. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has indicated that the coming week will be critical for determining the future of U.S. involvement in peace talks between Russia and Ukraine. While there are reasons for optimism, the lack of significant progress may compel the United States to reconsider its priorities. Next up, on the trade front, President Trump has paused reciprocal tariffs for 90 days, leading to a surge in trade negotiations. Notably, talks with South Korea have progressed swiftly, with a potential trade agreement on the horizon. This move represents Trump's strategic approach to renegotiating trade terms in favor of American interests. Meanwhile, Congress is set to reconvene, focusing on Trump-backed budget plans that aim to extend 2017 tax cuts and allocate substantial funds for border security. This budget proposal has sparked protests from Democratic lawmakers who argue that it prioritizes tax breaks for the wealthy at the expense of essential social programs. Finally, President Trump is scheduled to deliver the commencement speech at the University of Alabama later this week. The university has expressed its honor in hosting the president, highlighting the significance of this event for the graduating class. Defunding diversity, equity, and inclusion. The Trump administration has swiftly dismantled diversity, equity, and inclusion programs initiated during the Biden era. President Donald Trump, within hours of taking the oath of office, signed an executive order to eliminate all diversity, equity, and inclusion programs across the federal government. This move aligns with his administration's focus on reducing what they view as unnecessary and ideologically driven initiatives. In other news, the Office of Personnel Management was directed to begin closing all diversity, equity, and inclusion offices by the end of the week, placing those employees on paid leave. This directive includes taking down all related media, such as websites and social media accounts, and withdrawing any pending documents or plans related to these initiatives. The administration argues that these actions will save the government significant funds, with Elon Musk, head of the Department of Government Efficiency, claiming a savings of $420 million. This aligns with conservative priorities of reducing government spending and increasing efficiency. Additionally, President Trump issued orders to end race and sex-based preferences in workplace and higher education settings. He also rescinded a Biden-era order that prioritized diversity, equity, and inclusion hiring at the Federal Aviation Administration, emphasizing a return to merit-based employment practices. Trump's executive actions have prompted a wave of similar changes in the private sector, with companies like Meta, McDonald's, Walmart, and Ford Motor Company ending their diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. This reflects a broader cultural shift towards conservative values of individual capability and meritocracy over identity-based initiatives. The National Institutes of Health has also rolled back its scientific integrity policy, which was seen as promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion within scientific research. The administration argues that removing these policies will restore scientific processes to their traditional standards, free from what they consider ideological influence. Critics, however, argue that these moves undermine efforts to address systemic inequalities and could have long-term negative effects on workplace diversity and inclusion. As the debate continues, the impact of these changes on American society and its values remains a contentious issue, with potential shifts in public opinion likely to influence future policy decisions. With China and the United States at intense economic odds, nations choose sides. As the trade tensions between the United States and China escalate, countries around the globe find themselves at a crossroads, forced to align with one of the world's largest economies. This comes as President Donald Trump intensifies his trade war, imposing a staggering 145% tariff on Chinese goods, prompting a fierce response from Beijing. The geopolitical landscape is shifting as nations weigh their economic dependencies against the backdrop of this trade conflict. The recent visit of Switzerland's president to Washington, alongside their foreign minister's trip to Beijing, underscores the global balancing act many countries are performing. While the Swiss president lobbied against Trump's proposed 31% tariff on Swiss goods, the foreign minister sought to strengthen ties with China, reflecting a broader trend of nations hedging their bets in response to the United States' aggressive trade policies. This economic showdown is not just reshaping trade agreements, but also altering diplomatic relations. Countries like Vietnam, Malaysia, and Cambodia are deepening economic ties with China, despite facing hefty tariffs from the United States. Meanwhile, China is leveraging its position as a stable trading partner to forge new alliances, portraying itself as a counterbalance to the unpredictability of Trump's policies. The implications of this trade war extend beyond immediate economic repercussions. As countries like Japan and South Korea navigate these turbulent waters, they are urged to coordinate responses to the United States tariffs while balancing their own economic interests. This delicate diplomacy highlights the complexities nations face as they attempt to maintain relationships with both superpowers. For the United States, the domestic impact of these tariffs is becoming increasingly evident. American companies are warning of higher prices and potential inflation as import volumes dwindle. The Port of Los Angeles reports a 36% reduction in shipping containers, mirroring the broader economic strain these tariffs are placing on the nation's supply chains. In other news, the geopolitical tug of war is not lost on global public opinion. A recent Ipsos poll reveals a shift, with more people now viewing China as having a positive impact on the world than the United States. This perception is fueled by backlash against Trump's tariffs, highlighting a potential shift in global influence as countries reassess their alliances. Looking ahead, the ongoing trade war could redefine global economic alliances and influence. As countries navigate this challenging landscape, the United States and China must weigh the long-term consequences of their actions, not just on their economies, but on their standing in the world. The outcome of this economic standoff could reshape the global order, with lasting implications for international relations and trade policies. U.S. strikes kill 8 in Yemen's capital, Houthi rebels say, as America says, over 800 strikes conducted. In recent developments from Yemen, Houthi rebels have alleged that a United States airstrike targeted a prison holding African migrants, resulting in the deaths of at least 68 people and wounding 47 others. The United States military has not yet commented on these allegations. This incident occurred in the Sa'ada Governorate, a stronghold for the Houthis, amid the ongoing conflict in the region. The airstrike is part of what is known as Operation Rough Rider, a campaign by the Trump administration targeting Houthi rebels as the United States negotiates with Iran over its nuclear program. The campaign has faced scrutiny, particularly regarding its transparency, as the United States military has limited the disclosure of specific details regarding these operations. This approach has sparked controversy, especially with the use of unclassified communication channels for sensitive information. Footage from the site, aired by the Houthis Al-Masira satellite news channel, showed graphic scenes of the aftermath, with bodies and wounded individuals visible. The Houthi-run Interior Ministry reported that around 115 migrants were detained at the location. The attack has drawn attention once again to the plight of African migrants in Yemen, who often become entangled in the nation's conflict while seeking to reach Saudi Arabia for work. This alleged strike has renewed questions about the United States' military strategy in Yemen and its broader implications for regional stability. The Houthis have accused the United States of targeting civilian sites, while the United States maintains its strike's aim to curb Houthi attacks on shipping lanes in the Red Sea and to deter aggression towards Israel. The ongoing conflict continues to highlight the complex geopolitical dynamics in the Middle East, with Iran's involvement further complicating the situation. The United States has conducted over 800 strikes in this campaign, according to Central Command. These operations have reportedly killed hundreds of Houthi fighters and leaders associated with the group's missile and drone programs. The United States argues that the Houthis' actions are backed by Iran and that their operations threaten regional security. In other developments, the United States military recently targeted the Ras Isa fuel port, a strategic location for the Houthis. This strike, which killed at least 74 people, was intended to disrupt the group's financial operations and limit their ability to conduct military actions. The United States continues to emphasize its objective of restoring freedom of navigation and maintaining deterrence in the region. As the situation unfolds, the international community remains divided on the United States' military actions in Yemen. While some view these strikes as necessary to counter Houthi aggression and Iranian influence, others criticize the humanitarian impact and the potential for escalating tensions. The outcome of this campaign could significantly influence the United States' standing in the region and its diplomatic relations with key players. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.